Hey, Anthony, would you draw a couple of characters from this podcast I found?
Yeah, sure. What's it called?
It's called Imagine Neighborhood. It really helped me work through some of my emotions. Plus, it has some really fun characters. My favorites are Princess Donosaurus, a T-Rex princess, and a space marine who sews his own costumes called Macho Supreme. So, can you draw them?
Yeah, sure. That sounds interesting. Do you think I would like it?
Yeah, I think most kids would. My favorite series is Imagine Equity. 6 stories about race, justice, and making things right. It's really cool. They talk a lot about inclusion and identity. You should give it a listen.
Maybe I will. Sounds like the mean kids bullying Kathy could sure use it.
Definitely.
For more information on the Imagine Neighborhood, visit imagineneighborhood.org/whenever. Again, that's imagineneighborhood.org/whenever.
Welcome to Whenever, Wherever Kids podcast, where we make fantastic stories with terrific morals. I'm Mia.
And I'm Seth. This is Why Do You Save? By Mia Diario. Into the Storyverse!
See you in the outro!
Hey, it's Alexander again. Sorry I haven't written in a while. It's been a busy couple of months. I guess it's true what they say, that the best highs really do always lead to the worst lows. As you know, I've had many good days with the PSG. As one of the leaders, I have made it my top priority to keep everyone safe, not just from afar, but also as a protector myself. So with everything going so well, I didn't even consider that things could start going awful. It all started with Fletcher Andrews, a boy that performed a heroic save and rescued many people from a burning building. A burning building that also happened to be Master Morgan's palace. A place that my best friends, Tegan, Kendricks, and I called home for so long. And a place that my wizarding master did too, before he died. Nothing can prepare you for the emotions that bubble up when you see the home of someone you loved burn to a crisp. And, though I wish it didn't, the problems only started to get worse as time wore on. Fletcher was extremely injured after his save, and he had to be rushed to the hospital when Tegan, Kendricks, and I showed up with a couple other members of the Protectors of the Storyverse group. It became very clear that he was not in a good position to become a full-fledged protector. His original save had already gotten him and his brother severely burned, bruised, and even a couple of broken bones. So we called off the PSG initiation that we were planning. If this was just one save, we didn't want to see what a bunch of extreme heroic deeds every day could do to him. I thought that this would be the end of it, but it wasn't. Slowly, everyone in the Storyverse started going crazy over our decision to not let Fletcher Andrews into the PSG. But it was really just for his own safety. I couldn't bear to put him out on the front lines protecting everyone, only for it to cause a permanent injury, or worse. My fear of non-fantasy people getting hurt was only proven when kids and teens around the Storyverse angrily began going around staging saves for themselves to do, only getting themselves and others around them injured. You have to be really trained if you want to be a hero, and I'm starting to think that you have to be a fantasy character too. I just can't see anyone getting hurt. Not again. Written in Great Dwarly, Alexander Jostov.
Alexander put his journal and pen back on the desk before collapsing in his bed to think. It had been an extremely tough week, and he was sure the PSG assignments were only stacking up more and more as he lay down.
Every day it has been the same. Some fire has started, someone's messing with the water, shapeshifters are angry at fairies, and the list goes on and on. And then when we finally do help out, someone online will get mad at something we've done to save someone, or why we saved one person before another. I just wish everyone would chill. I really like being a protector, but this is too much.
As Alexander laid down in silence, he tried to think of solutions to lessen all the problems, but he couldn't come up with anything. Though Alexander had started out the Wizard Guild and the PSG reaching for the stars, thinking that he could do anything, his mistakes were slowly piling up, and for more and more times, it seems like he's been able to do nothing. Nothing at all to help those around him. So, when Alexander finally got up to head to the PSG office, he was no longer the same wizard he once was. There was no motivation and thrill inside him, only dread. When Alexander made it to the office, he plopped himself on the chair and began looking through assignments and information needed to protect people across the Storyverse sectors. As all the other people chatted, fought, and brainstormed solutions to the crisis of the day.
Once upon a time, we only had to meet once a month, but that time seems to be over.
Alexander began to take notes and assign groups, and as usual, he started to get lost in his work. But not in a good way. He took hours and hours out of his day. No food, no hydration, just work. Alexander had been doing this for weeks now, and it was taking its toll. Most people who saw him now didn't even recognize him because of the bags under his eyes, his pale complexion, and his skinny frame. Every day, Alexander thought about trying to learn a new wizarding trick or grow in his singing skills, but every day, he just pushed it to the next. There was never enough time. So, Alexander slowly began to give up on those dreams and focus more on reality and the real problems that came with it. Today, as Alexander began checking his email, besides the normal information and requests for help, there was an email labeled "Canceling Funding." Alexander opened the email in horror and began to read it. "Mr. Drozdov, we regret to inform you that the administration has decided to end funding for the Protectors of the Storyverse Group and instead push it to other protection agencies. If you would like to contact us or find more information about the topic, please reply to the given email address." Alexander immediately shared it with everyone currently in the meeting room.
What are we going to do now?
As all the questions started filling up the room, Alexander's stress levels began spiking.
Hey, everyone. So I know these announcements can be pretty annoying. Oh, right. I'm doing announcements, by the way. So I'm doing my version. Speed announcements. Here we go. If you want to avoid these announcements and other advertisements altogether, become a patron at patreon.com/whenever-wherever-kids-podcast. That link is also in the show notes. Patrons also get episodes early, and they get a shout out on the show and a postcard in the mail from their favorite character. They get extra episodes with special behind-the-scenes content, and a portion of the patrons' donations also go to St. Jude's Research Hospital, a top-of-the-line children's hospital run completely on donations. Here are some other ways to support us. Tell all your friends and family how much you love the show. It really helps. Leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. If you do that, you'll get a 24-hour social media shout out as a thanks. Follow us on our Instagram and Twitter at WWKidsPodcast and on Facebook at Whenever Wherever Kids Podcast. Head over to whenever-wherever-kids-podcast.wordpress.com to learn more about our team, find all the places you can listen, contact us, and so much more. Feel free to email us at wwkp20@gmail.com or drop us a DM on social media. We all love hearing from you guys, so send us your story ideas, things you're interested in, or what characters you want to hear more of.
Yeah, like me!
Be quiet, Alexander. Okay, that's everything. Bye.
What are we going to do? We have no money, so all our supplies are going to start dwindling. How am I going to keep doing this? Do I even want to keep doing this?
Alexander tried to brainstorm, but nothing was working. He began to go through some breathing exercises he had learned while saving the Storyverse from Sylvia, an evil being that had honed on people's negative emotions and tried to take over the Storyverse. It helped him calm down, but he was still in panic. Then Alexander looked at his desk and reached a moment of clarity. It was a notice about a missing boy in the woods.
Nathaniel Jackery. He's only 6 years old and he's been missing for over 24 hours.
As Alexander looked at the notice, it took him back to a time before the PSG, and even before he was Master Morgan's student, when he was just a normal kid, researching about how wizards helped find a little girl named Janine who got lost in the woods.
Why does my love of saving people have to be over? Why can't I just save someone because it's the right thing to do? Not because I have some sort of obligation to the media, because I want more funding. Why can't I... Wait. I can.
Alexander realized that his love of saving people and helping those around him wasn't over. It never was. He had just grown tired of acting like some sort of supreme leader, trying to get the media to work in his advantage, or trying to get more funding and support from those higher up in the Storyverse. But being a hero isn't about that. It's about doing the right thing, no matter who's watching, or going to help those around you without a prize or incentive. It was at that extreme moment of clarity, Alexander stood up and yelled for everyone to come to a hush.
Okay, everyone, stop panicking! I know things are bad right now, but we do have to remember, why did we start doing this? I don't know about you, but for me, it was to help people. We've been so focused lately on online drama, scheduling, and paychecks that we've forgotten why we started this in the first place. To help people! Every second we sit here panicking about funding, a 6-year-old is out there lost in the woods, hoping to be found. And I'm going to find him. You guys can stay here if you want, but I'm heading out to save someone in need and to do the right thing.
I'm with you, Alexander, and I think I speak for all of us when I say we're ready to go, Tegan said, giving a little salute to her friend. Alexander smiled before grabbing his harnessing necklace with his hand and teleporting the members of the PSG to the great Storyverse Forest.
Nathaniel!
Nathaniel!
Nathaniel, where are you? Are you there?
Nathaniel! For hours, Alexander and the other members of the PSG were calling out to Nathaniel. Kendricks, Alexander's close wizarding friend, even performed a seeking spell to search for him, but there was no luck. Even when they went in the direction for the seeking spell, he was nowhere to be found. As they searched and searched and searched, Alexander began to get discouraged. Was this a sign that the PSG group really wasn't meant to be? Was it time for him to give up the group he had put so much love and effort into? When all hope seemed lost, Alexander finally thought of an idea.
Oh, I guess all that brainstorming was finally worth something.
Alexander walked to where the seeking spell told him to go and sat down by one of the trees, not getting discouraged by the fact that there was no boy in sight.
You know, sometimes when I'm mad at someone or upset, I don't want anyone to know, because I want to appear really strong. I don't want to admit that I've had... how do you say that? Oh, yeah. Put too much on my plate. So I just tried to run away from my problems instead of asking for help and facing them head on. But there's a lot of people who love me and will be there to help me, just like there's a lot of people who love you and want you to come back home. Right, Nathaniel?
Alexander watched as a little boy, barely half Alexander's size, come out of a bush near the corner with tears streaming down his face.
I didn't want to run away. I just wanted my sisters to think that I could help with the fire too. Then I couldn't. So I came out here to practice until I could, and then I got lost. It's okay, but you can't run away like that, ever. Who knows, something really bad could have happened, like you getting injured or being kidnapped. How about we get you back to your sisters?
The little boy nodded before going with Alexander to his sister's campsite. They had a really joyful return and thanked Alexander and the rest of the PSG so much, but Alexander couldn't stay long. He had to face his problems head on instead of avoiding him. When Alexander got to the PSG headquarters, he got a camera and began a live recording to not only tell people his side of what happened with Fletcher Andrews, but also tell them that he isn't going to stop saving people and helping those around him, no matter what they say or how they look at him. And he isn't going to let another person get hurt, not on his watch, even if it cost him everything.
And that was Why Do You Save? By Mia Diario.
Whoa, that was intense. I can't wait to see how that epic conclusion plays out in the finale.
Yeah, me too. Well, we'll find out as our last couple of stories play out before the end of season 3. Now it's time for Fun Facts with Fido.
Welcome back to Fun Facts with Fido. I'm Fido. Hey, did you know that forests are home to about 80% of the world's animals and plants? The forest covers about 10 billion acres, or 31% of the Earth's surface. Only 1.8 billion of the Earth's 10 billion acres of forests have been protected. And forests have hundreds of billions of trees. Isn't that crazy? Well, that's all for my Fun Facts with Fido today. I hope you learned a cool fun fact. Bye!
Bye-bye, Fido!
Bye, Fido! That's really interesting. I didn't know that only 1.8 billion of the Earth's 10 billion acres of forests are protected. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. Maybe hopefully we can get more of the areas protected.
Yeah.
Well, now it's time for the weekly deed. Mia, and I run The Weekly Deed, a segment where I challenge you to do a good deed each week. Last week, I challenged you to write a short jingle for someone you care about. I really hope you did it. This week, I challenge you to give your teacher or teachers a compliment. Being a teacher can be really tough, so I'm sure it will mean a lot to them if you tell them how much it means to you that they're trying their best to spread their knowledge and teach you something new. So be sure to come up with something really sweet and meaningful. If you complete the weekly deed, be sure to give me an email at wwkp20@gmail.com and not only tell me what you did, but what someone else has done for you recently and how much it meant to you. We'd love to spread the word of what a good deed can do for someone on the show. Bye!
That's a really good deed, Mia.
Yeah, teachers are really important. I hope they know how much they mean to us.
Yeah, I've had a lot of really good teachers in my life who's really helped me to really understand the material and grow in learning. So I really hope people tell their teachers how much they mean to them.
Now it's time for What's the Moral? Hey everybody, welcome to What's the Moral. I hope you're having a good day. So, this week we saw Alexander really struggle with the balance of helping people because he's supposed to and it's what he gets paid for and recognition, and helping people because he loves to do it. This is such an important and good moral to learn. Mia did a great job writing this story. And it's just so important that you help people because you want to help people. Don't help someone because, oh, what am I going to get out of this? Don't help someone because you want them to like you. Help someone because you want to help them. Because, say, I started a charity, right? And I started it just for praise. And I'm helping all these people and it's great. And everybody's like, wow, Seth is such a nice person. Seth is such a great guy. He's helping all these people. And I feel great because everybody loves me because I'm helping people. I'm not helping them for the right reasons, but I'm still helping them, right? Well, what happens when everybody stops paying attention to me? I'm not getting as much attention. I'm like, ugh, I don't like this anymore. People aren't talking about me. I'm not getting as much attention. I'm gonna stop. What happens to all those people I'm helping? Nobody's getting helped anymore because everyone's just doing it for themselves. You need to help people because you want to help people. It's not healthy to go through life only thinking about yourself. If everybody only thought about themselves, if everybody was just selfish, the world would be a very cold, lonely place. That's why this moral is so important. So next time you see the opportunity to help someone, try it. It's great. It feels great, and you don't even need the attention. Thanks for listening. That's What's the Moral, and I hope to catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening, and Lord willing, we will see you next week with a brand new story. Bye.